This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Miners of Gillespie, the Midgets of Freeburg for the right to go to Johnston City on Memorial Day Monday, Carl, and play in the Super Sectional at 2 o'clock. Let's run down the batting order here for the Freeburg Midgets. They are 30-1 on the year. Their head coach, Becky Meese, lineup reads like this. Junior Malia Blumenkamp will lead things off and play second base. Sophomore Lindsay Muskoff will bat second and play shortstop. Senior Lizzie Ludwig will hit third and be in the circle today for Freeburg. Nicole Edmiston will do the cleanup work playing first base. Sam Rolanitis, the sophomore, will bat fifth and play third. Bailey Strombaugh, the senior, hitting sixth playing left field. Senior Maddie Schwimmer will do the catching and hit seventh. Abby Benedict, the senior, playing center field and batting eighth. And junior Emma Otten will bat ninth and play right field. Defensively for Gillespie, Macy Wright in left, Eve Cadu consider, Megan Reif in right, Reagan Bussman at third, Chloe Segura at short, Lauren Bertinoli at second, Wrigley Rutherford over at first. Delaney Taylor behind the plate, and the outstanding sophomore Emma Gibson in the circle. And she rocks and fires, and our sectional final is underway. The bunt is down. Gibson with the play, and the throw hits the runner. Gets away from the right fielder, and moving up to second on the play is Blumenkamp. Oh, boy, Carl. Are they going to call her out for being out of the baseline? They will, yes. Blumenkamp was inside the chalk line, the throw hit her, and she is out. So that's a big break.
Pretty obvious in a way. I mean, she didn't even come close, and you got the extra base here for the girls.
Head coach Becky Meath out having a conversation with our home plate umpire, Glenn Vetter. Dave Bishop over at first, Travis Pace at third. And you talk about getting into a ball game nice and easy, Carl. First pitch, and we're going to have an official conference here as Becky Meath wants to ask Dave Bishop, the first base umpire, what he saw. But Blumenkamp was running inside of that first base chalk line as the bunt was right out in front of the plate. Gibson came charging in, and Carl, her momentum was taking her towards home plate. She was throwing that ball right down the line, and the call will stand out on number interference. Six. You talk about a big break and momentum swing to start the ballgame, Carlos. My goodness.
Yeah, and you need that because that was going to be a runner on second with nobody out with this lineup.
So Blumenkamp is retired for being out of the baseline when the ball struck her. So that'll bring in Lindsay Muskoff, the sophomore, 5'10 average, 5 homers, 11 doubles, 37 RBI, and she takes ball one inside. Emma Gibson wearing the sunglasses today, as she always does, even though the sun is nowhere to be found. But you can't break tradition now, Carlos.
Mm-mm.
That ball popped up, giving it a look to third baseman Bussman, but that's well out of play for strike one. No balls, two strikes. Oh, that first pitch was called a strike. So no balls, two strikes on Lindsay Muskoff. Lizzie Ludwig waiting on deck. Outfield straight away.
Oh, there is 1-1. Okay, the scoreboard's wrong, Tim.
Ah, okay, so it is 1 ball, 1 strike. Inside, 2-1.
It had been up there for a long time, so I figured it must have been right.
So 2 balls, 1 strike on Muskoff, the Midgets' second-place hitter. And I think Michelle Smith was clarifying the count as well. Yeah, the scoreboard's got it right now. But you can tell the intensity in this ballgame, Carl, with a sectional championship on the line. Both coaches have already been out of the dugout talking to the umpires. We're 2 batters in.
Uh-huh.
2 balls, 1 strike. Hit past third foul, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gillespie in the white jerseys today. They've got the white numerals trimmed out in the black, and they have got solid orange pants, Carl. I've never seen that look for Gillespie, but I like it. Miners in the white lettering with the black trim on the front of the jerseys here.
Like I say, as long as it's not football, because those
that would be
numbers
a problem
would
for football.
Be hard to read.
That's
from far
a fact.
Away.
Freeburg has the solid white pants, the dark blue jerseys, the 2-2. Defensive swing there, slash pass first base, as Lindsay Muskoff stays alive.
I guess if the numbers were bright orange, it would be fine. We'd see them very well on that white. But white on white, yeah, not the easiest thing to read.
Field in great condition. Hats off to Joe Kelly and Jim Matisa for the work they've done once again. Change up low, 3-2. This game could have been played here yesterday, but there was the threat of rain. Greenville had no rain, and both teams said, I think we'd rather just go to Greenville. So they did, Newton and Freeburg, that is, yesterday. The 3-2 almost took the on-deck batter out. And that's your elite pitcher. That wouldn't be good. Not from a Freeburg perspective. Always gets your attention in the on-deck circle. So Lindsey Muskoff in a battle here. Three balls, two strikes. No one on, one out. Top of the first inning here in this sectional final. Taylor sets up inside, fouled again at the plate. That one went off the foot of Muskoff.
At least she paid a price for all these foul balls there. Right off the foot. Don't feel good.
She's shaking it out there. She's outside the right-handed batter's box, kind of walking around, giving that left foot a shake. Well, good at bat here from Muskoff here in the top of the first inning. Making Gibson work. Three balls, two strikes. Taylor flashes her sign. She's going to slide to the outside now, the 3-2. Hit on a line right to the center fielder. Kaduk moving in, makes the catch.
Got the good jump. That's the key on the outfield.
That line drive was rising, Carl, as it went over the head of Gibson. It was probably about a foot over her head, but it wound up shoulder high out in the outfield.
It was hit hard.
So that'll bring in Lizzie Ludwig here. 463 average, 10 home runs, 49 RBI. Wide stance in that right-handed box. First offering to her. Missed as it got past Taylor. Ball one. Don't see many balls get past Delaney Taylor. Because her base running wound up being the critical play in that sectional semifinal win, Carl.
The bad good?
The bad good. The no, no, no. All right.
Worked out perfect.
Taylor sets up inside. The 1-0 popped up on the infield. Who wants it? The shortstop, Segura, makes the call and the catch. And that's a crisp 1-2-3 inning for Emma Gibson. We've completed a half inning here in the sectional final. Freeburg does not score. Gillespie coming to bat. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie. Levi Ubell back in our WSMI studios producing the sectional softball championship on FM 106.1. As we go bottom one, no score. And for Gillespie, Michelle Smith runs out the lineup we're accustomed to seeing, Carl. It'll be Reagan Busman, the junior, leading off. Sophomore Lauren Bertinoli will hit second. Senior Chloe Segura in the three hole. Sophomore Emma Gibson is the cleanup batter today. Junior Eve Kaduk will bat fifth. Wrigley Relliford, the sophomore, hitting sixth. Junior Megan Reif will hit seventh. Freshman Macy Wright will hit eighth. And freshman Delaney Taylor batting ninth. So Busman, Bertinoli, Segura, Gibson, Kaduk, Relliford, Reif, Wright, and Taylor. Defensively for Freeburg, you've got Bailey Stambaugh on left, Abby Benedict in center, Emma Otten in right, Sam Rolanitis at third, Lindsey Muskoff at shortstop, Malaya Blomenkamp at second base. You've got Nicole Edmonton over at first. Maddie Schwimmer is behind the plate, and Lizzie Ludwig is in the circle. And Carl told you her numbers in the pregame. They are impressive.
Impressive, and boy, how tall is she? Did you find that out? 6'2"?
She's tall.
At least.
First pitch, a called strike as Busman was going for that run and swing approach there, and she took strike one. So one strike count on the leadoff batter, Reagan Busman, hitting from the left side. Again, running out of the box and taking a called strike two outside corner. Quickly, no balls, two strikes on Reagan Busman. She's in battle mode now. As Ludwig has her sign. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Outside corner had Busman reaching. Three pitches and a strikeout for Ludwig.
Number two, the second baseman, Lauren Bertinoli.
And based on that, Carl, if you're Emma Gibson, you better not give up much today.
Oh, definitely not. And she has not through this playoffs.
She's not allowed a run in 21 consecutive playoff innings here. Lauren Bertinoli digs in, 338 batter, 15 RBI, went 1-for-3 in the sectional semifinal win over Modern Day. And she takes ball one inside. Gary Glenn Vetter calling balls and strikes. David Bishop over at first. Travis Pace, our third base umpire today. 62 degrees at game time with all sorts of cloud cover, but no rain in the forecast. Outside 2-0. Of course, it did rain lightly most of the morning. But, Carl, when you look at this field, you can tell it's maybe a little on the tacky side, but it looks fantastic for everything it's been through.
And you seem, well, they've run the bases a little bit. Don't really notice too much tore up on it.
Ludwig took too much time there, so Bertinoli asks for time, steps out, a couple of practice swings.
Well, Lauren played a huge role defensively in the last game as she made a lot of plays.
Well, the defense across the board for the Miners really was the star of the game for them. 2-0 pitch, tried to bunt and came up empty 2-1. Freeburg was in the Super Sectional a year ago, lost to Metropolis Massac County. That ball hit on a line into center field for a clean base hit. That almost took the pitcher Ludwig right out of the circle.
Batting third, number 8, the shortstop.
So that'll bring
Chloe
in Chloe Segura. For Chloe, 367 on the year, 9 doubles, a home run, 31 RBI. She drew that walk ahead of the Emma Gibson 2-run bloop single in that semifinal game. So Bertinoli over at first after that hard base hit right up the middle. The first baseman now Edmonton expecting the bunt. First pitch is outside for ball one. Well, the one thing if you're the minors, you know, whether the 4 walk total from X Preps is right or not, it's going to be a low number. So you can't go up there thinking she's going to be missing the zone. You expect strikes. Be ready to hit them. Easier said than done, of course. Outside 2-0. And keep in mind, too, Freeburg played yesterday. Right. Ludwig pitched that game. So, you know, they started the game on Wednesday and finished it up yesterday. And now they here are playing again today. So, really, 3 games in 3 days. Not warm the inning ups. Total, but yeah.
Right. Just to warm up and get ready to go again.
Get on the bus and make the trip. And that ball chopped, and it will roll foul just outside the plate. 2 balls and a strike. Freeburg was hoping that rolled foul because there wasn't going to be a play on Segura at first. So Chloe back into the batter's box here. No score, bottom of the first inning, the sectional championship. Lauren Bertinoli, the runner, over at first for the Miners. Segura ahead in the count, 2 balls, 1 strike. She waits for Ludwig's offering. Inside, 3-1.
Well, let's test that walk theory. Wouldn't mind seeing one here.
She's got, you can tell, just a pinpoint control because she's hitting corners or aiming for corners. Not going to be much over the middle. 3 balls, 1 strike. Segura will be ready to roll here. She is. Hits it slowly on the ground. The shortstop's play is to first, and Segura is out as Muscoff makes the catch. Now Bertinoli's hung up between second and third. Oh, boy. Will they get lucky with another botched rundown? No. Bertinoli gets tagged out. As that's how you do a rundown right there, Carl. No throws, and Gillespie runs themselves right out of the inning. So after 1 inning, Freeburg and Gillespie, no score. We go top 2 here at Gillespie in the sectional championship. No score, Freeburg and the Miners. As Emma Gibson's first offering of the second, a called strike 1. And Carl, Gillespie got away with it in the semifinal with Breeze Modern Day. Did not get away with it right there. Base running takes him out of the inning.
And that was a tag and a half.
What, she wasn't. Bernoulli.
Yeah, she wasn't expecting. I don't think she knew she was there.
Up right to first. Relliford makes the catch.
Yeah, I think she thought the ball had been thrown and turned and just ran right into the tagger.
She found a brick wall in the form of the Freeburg. I think that was their second baseman. Blomenkamp. So here is Sam Rolandinus. Rolandinus takes ball 1. The third baseman, Bussman, right on top of the sack over there. Well, that's over the plate, but high, 2-0. Gibson behind, 2-0 here to Sam Rolandinus. She hit .451 on the year, 33 RBI. In the dirt, 3-0. And Nicole Edmondson, Carl, she just popped out to first, and that's a big out. .653 batter, 12 home runs, 15 doubles, 69 RBI on the year, and they got her to pop out to first on the second pitch.
That's why you want to get through the lineup as fast as possible and not have to see these type of hitters more than you have to.
Behind, 3 balls, no strikes now on Rolandinus. Way out of the zone. That's a 4-pitch walk.
That's unusual, and that pitch was way high.
Batting 6th, number 5.
Control has not been an issue for Emma Gibson in any of these playoff games. I think one walk is about all she's given up the whole 3 games.
When you wonder if maybe, Carl, she just relaxed a little bit after retired Edmondson. So from the left side now, Bailey Strombaugh will dig in, the senior, a .429 batter. She takes ball 1 inside. That's 5 straight out of the zone for Emma Gibson here. She'll walk behind the rubber to the back of the circle, takes her glove off her left hand, kind of adjusts her belt buckle. Now she's back on the rubber. The 1-0, squaring Strumbaugh, fouled back to the screen. That pitch was high.
Yeah, she's been high on a lot of pitches.
Yeah, if Strumbaugh pulls that bat back, it's 2-0.
Maybe a little too much adrenaline going through. Emma Gibson here.
One ball, one strike. Right there, called strike two. And Carl, I think you're exactly right, but the great ones, that doesn't last as long as it does for the regular folk.
Not usually. And she's already gotten through one inning, so just get back in her groove.
Runner at first, one out, one ball, two strikes. Gibson's offering. Hit on the ground through the hole right side. That's a base hit into right. Taking the turn at second and going to third is Rolandinus. Runners at the corners, one out for Freeburg. Now that ball was not hit hard, but it was hit in the right spot.
Batting seventh, number four.
So here's Maddie Schwimmer.
Maddie Schwimmer.
386 hitter, 11 doubles, 39 RBI. And this is where Gibson, she needs a strikeout. There's 307 on the year. And none of them would be bigger than she could get one right now. Inside, ball one. So you got 7, 8, 9 up. But, Carl, this is not a normal 7, 8, 9. The combined batting average here is probably about 365. The 1-0 pitch. Popped up, foul territory. Relaford will give it a look, and it will drop foul.
Yeah. Heard that from the stands. Good thing they didn't catch it because you're catching that on the run. You're not making the throw to third home.
Oh, it would have been 1-0 Freeburg,
yeah,
for sure.
You'd like one pop up, but you want it on the infield.
Big crowd on hand here today. Obviously, Gillespie has showed up well, but Freeburg has brought a nice crowd up. One ball, one strike, two on, one out. Popped up, shallow center field. Kaduk going to come in, edge of the outfield. Grass makes the catch. No tag, and a big, big out.
She didn't wait around, though. She made the throw in, so that pretty much guarantees the runner won't try and go.
That ball just kind of hung up in the air for a long time, got caught up in that wind, Carl, and it gave Kaduk all sorts of time to get her momentum behind that, and it was barely off the infield dirt by the time she's gloved it. So here's the eight-hole hitter, Abby Benedict. 26 RBI for the senior center fielder, hitting 342. Ball one upstairs. So Gibson trying to get out of the second inning jam. Freeburg has runners at second and third after Strumbaugh took second without a throw. Inside, 2-0. So Gibson worked a 1-2-3 first inning but had to work to get through it. She's having to work in this second inning as well. Yes, Taylor flashes the signs. Emma has the one she wants, the 2-0, headed home. Inside, 3-0. Emma already has had one four-pitch walk in the inning. That was to Rolandinus. She's over at third now. Strumbaugh singled. She's at second now with two outs. The 3-0 count. Outside, a walk. Two four-pitch walks in the inning have loaded the bases for the ninth-place hitter, Emma Otten.
Due up ninth, number 13, the right fielder.
Very out of character for Gibson to have two four-pitch walks in a four-batter span.
Just walks, period, but yes, two with a four pitch only.
There's a called strike one. So the ninth place hitter for the Midgets up with the bases loaded, two outs, scoreless game, sectional championship, top two. The one strike pitch, fouled straight back, quickly 0-2 on Otten. See if Gibson can put her away. Bases full of Midgets. Here is Emma Otten, down 0-2. Just missed 1-2. That's a good spot with an 0-2 pitch.
Really good pitch. Just couldn't get the batter to bite on that.
Big moment early in the ball game. The 1-2 from Gibson to Otten. Strike three called. Frozer on the inside corner, and Freeburg will lead the bases loaded. We go bottom two, Gillespie and Freeburg. No score. We go bottom two here at Gillespie in this softball sectional championship as the Miners come to bat in a scoreless ball game, 4-5 and 6. Emma Gibson, Eve Kaduk, and Wrigley Relliford. For Emma, 548 average on the year, 15 doubles, 8 home runs, a triple, and 51 RBI. She drove in the only two minor runs in the semifinal. Swings over the top of that offering from Ludwig, quickly 0-1. We were commenting in between innings, Carl. Ludwig, she takes her first warm-up pitch from just in front of second base.
Get that good stretch out.
Gibson gets that in the air down the left field line, and it is just foul as the one hops off the fence.
And unfortunately, the wind probably pushed it foul just a little bit.
Yeah, the wind blowing towards that left field line. Our third base umpire, Travis Pace, right on top of it. Boy, that's one of the nice benefits to having the three-man crew, Carl. You got both lines covered.
Do indeed. Big opportunity just missed there.
So now Emma's in the hole, no balls, two strikes. Hits it off the glove of Ludwig, deflects right to the second baseman. Blomin camp, and they threw it away. And Gibson's aboard. Carl, we noticed on the infield warm-ups pregame, Freeburg, they threw several balls away. And then the warm-ups before the first inning, they uncorked a wild one.
Well, you know, I was saying this .33 ERA could be due to a lot of errors. Right there is an error. That run won't be an earned run if she scores, and hopefully when she scores.
It deflected off Ludwig's glove, and that might have thrown Blomenkamp off so slightly. But once she caught it, though, she had plenty of time to get Gibson.
You got to put the error there.
So here's Kaduk. She offers, trying to bunt, comes up empty, strike one. Kaduk, 337 average, 9 doubles, 24 RBI. So the Miners had a runner in the first. Now another runner in the second. Bertinoli got picked off between second and third to end that first inning. Gibson, the runner over at first. Squaring Kaduk, the bunt is fouled off the catcher, Schwimmer.
They've had trouble bunting. That was about three or four attempts now. We've seen them only be able to foul them off.
Well, and Carl, against a pitcher of this caliber, bunting's no easy task.
No. The Miners have had many difficulties already.
So Eve Kaduk has tried to bunt twice, and she finds herself in the hole. No balls, two strikes. The five-hole hitter for the Miners. Boy, in this game, you know, both teams, they want to get out in front. No matter how you do it. 0-2 on Kaduk. Ludwig's offering. Just missed. Ball one. Check on Gibson. She's back in safely. That was close. Schwimmer uncorked a real nice throw down there. Well, if you're the Miners, be alert on the base pass, shall we?
I believe so. She shows she has a cannon.
Joe Kelly, the coach over at first. Michelle Smith down at third for Gillespie. One ball, two strikes on Kaduk. Pops that up right field, and Otten settles under it and makes the catch for out number one. Gibson back to first.
Batting six.
That'll bring in Wrigley Relliford, sophomore first baseman. 333 batter, 18 RBI. She had a collision on an out at first base in that modern day game. Throw took her right into the runner. She bounced up, though. She was fine. So Gibson reached on an error. She's over at first now with one out. That pitch misses outside. Ball one. They appealed down. Did not go. 62 degrees at game time. Very overcast day with the wind blowing out towards left field or left center field at about 13 miles an hour. That's outside. She offered at that one. Tried to check it, couldn't. And Relliford's count now, one ball, one strike. One on, one out. Relliford, no batting gloves. She stands in from that right-handed box. Ludwig's offering, chopped foul. One ball, two strikes on Wrigley Relliford. So Freeburg left the bases loaded in the top of the second inning. Gillespie's had a runner aboard each of the first two innings, trying to capitalize here in the bottom half of the second. Miners did win the coin toss, which is why they're the home team, both one seeds in their subsectional. Swing and a miss with a changeup. Had Wrigley way out in front. That's some nice pitching from Lizzie Ludwig right there. Two out.
Batting seventh, number
Ludwig's
18,
second strikeout.
Megan Rice.
You know, in a game like this, Carl, it's crazy to think, but it could come down to the coin toss. That last at bat could be so critical today.
It most likely will be.
Popped up right side. The right fielder, Otten, moves in a couple of steps and has it. So a leadoff air doesn't hurt the Midgets. We've completed two innings here in our sectional championship. Gillespie and Freeburg, no score. So we go top three here on the campus of Ben Gill Elementary at Gillespie. Sectional championship on the softball side, no score. Gillespie and Freeburg as Emma Gibson and the Miners back on the defense here. Top of the order for Freeburg. Blomkamp bunting again right in front of the plate. Taylor pounces and clipped her by a half step. Boy, she's got speed, man.
There is some serious speed on this team. But, yeah, that bunt didn't
fall.
That bunt was basically still on the white line.
Yeah, and she almost beat it out. And Taylor was as quick as she could be back there. So Blomkamp's bunted twice, out twice, but could have been saved twice. So here's Lindsay Muskoff. She flied to center. Or more of a line out to center, I should say, her first time up. Takes ball one here. Told you the offensive numbers for this Freeburg team, impressive with the averages. The lowest batting average in the starting nine is 342. The highest is 653. That's a called strike inside corner, 1-1 on Muskoff. But Newton was able to hold them in check, relatively speaking, in eight innings of softball in the semifinal. Gibson trying to do the same here today. Called strike inside corner right at the knees. And if you're Lindsay Muskoff, there's not a single thing you're doing with that pitch. She throws it again. You just turn around and walk back to the dugout, tip your cap. The 1-2. Soft liner over the head of Busman at third into left field for a one-out base hit for Muskoff. That got in on her hands, Carl, but she was able to muscle it for a base hit.
Just got enough of it to get over third base.
Second hit for Freeburg on the day. They have stranded three after they left the bases loaded in the second. So here's Lizzie Ludwig, 463 average, 10 home runs, 49 RBI. And she stands over 6 foot tall. Called strike inside corner.
Those high pitches should work on her.
Big zone.
Still be strikes. Uncharacteristically, only one strikeout so far for Emma Gibson.
This is a good hitting club. Upstairs, good job by Taylor to come out of her crouch and squeeze that to keep it from going to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Pitcher versus pitcher right here. Ludwig wearing one batting glove in that right-handed box. The 1-1 popped up again. The left fielder right under it. And she dropped it. Oh, she dropped it late. And now the ball gets away. A play at third. The tag. Are we going to have interference? I think we're going to have obstruction there on the Gillespie defender that impeded the progress to third. But that is a big, big mistake right there. And I think the wind was wreaking havoc. You can see the last moment, Carl, Wright looked unsettled.
Just didn't feel comfortable with it. Had it in the glove, but it found the way to the ground just barely.
So an inning that started with a bunt that recorded an out, then a two-out or a two-strike single from Muskoff that was off of her hands, and then a hit to left field that should have been caught. It was not. It'll go down as an E7. And a costly one. Puts runners at the corners for Freeburg here with only one out. And the cleanup batter, Nicole Edmison, at the plate. 69 driven in on the year. So the first mistake goes to Gillespie on the day. Hit on the ground. The shortstop, Segura, bobbles. Long throw across, out. Play at third and out. Yes! Oh, the Miners turn the double play. Freeburg does score a run, but that will be a 6-3-5 double play, and the inning is over as we go bottom three here in the sectional final. Freeburg leads Gillespie 1-0. So Freeburg gets the first run of the game after an error by the left fielder Macy Wright dropping a fly ball. But, Carl, they got the double play to get themselves out of it to limit the damage.
And you got to think that gives them a little momentum, even though they did give up that crucial first run of the ball game.
Well, here's freshman Macy Wright, the minor left fielder. She's looking for a chance to atone right here, right now. The catcher, Schwimmer, out in front of the plate, flashing some defensive signs. Bottom three, 1-0 Freeburg. That'll be an unearned run off Emma Gibson. First pitch from Ludwig is a called strike outside corner.
And the first run to just be scored in this postseason on Gibson.
The one strike pitch from Ludwig to Macy Wright. Chopped foul at the plate, quickly 0-2 on Macy. Delaney Taylor waiting on deck in the top of the minor order, and Reagan Bussman. This Freeburg team was in the Super Sectional 1 year ago. Gillespie looking to get there for the first time since 1994. No balls, two strikes on Macy Wright. Ludwig's target is outside. Hit that way, right to the second baseman. Blomenkamp has it, and her throw almost pulled. Edmonton off the bag, but she kept attached. And Wright is retired, 4-3.
Miners, number 17, the catcher.
Carl, you might be onto something with that Taylor. Low ERA for Ludwig, the defense.
It's not looked that sharp compared to some of the other teams we've seen. Their hitting looks impressive, but look a little shady on some of the defense. Now, their catcher's got a great arm, so that keeps the running game at bay.
Here's Delaney Taylor. She had one of the three Gillespie hits in that win over Mater Dei on Tuesday. Bats with the bases clear and one out. Takes a called strike one. Schwimmer couldn't catch that ball. It had so much movement and pop on it. Still got the called strike. Outfield straight away. Infield the same for Delaney Taylor. Swings and misses there. That was a perfectly located fastball on the outer half. So quickly, 0-2 on the freshman catcher, Delaney Taylor. The 0-2, headed home. Outside, ball one. Carl, it's been a weird season of weather throughout the entirety of this spring campaign, so I guess this is fitting weather
for
the sectional final.
Fitting weather. We started with unseasonal weather, and looks like we're finishing with it, too.
That just missed outside, 2-2. Had that light rain most of the morning. Field, though, in very good shape. Two balls, two strikes, no one on, one out, bottom three, Freeburg leading 1-0. Taylor chops that slowly right side, Blomenkamp charging and clips Taylor by a step. So 2-4-3 putouts in the inning. And that'll bring up Reagan Bussman, the minor leadoff batter.
Number six,
Reagan, a 475 average.
Reagan,
drove in 22 on the year. She manicures some dirt around in that left-handed batter's box. Let's be looking to get a little two-out rally started here. Bussman struck out on three pitches to start the home half of the first. She stands with that open stance in the left-handed box. Ludwig has her sign. Bussman again reaching for it and fouls it for strike one. Reagan's kind of got that, I would call it an old school approach where you're almost running out of the box,
right,
slap hitting. Used to see that all the time.
A lot of hitters, not just the leadoff hitters.
One strike count on Bussman. And she hits that one slowly to first, and it's just foul as Edmonton. Boy, if she could have taken a step in, Carl, she could have picked that up before it went foul in front of the bag. No balls, two strikes on Bussman.
I've seen her punch a few like that, and she punched it right in the center field. Just
look where the second
perfect.
Base is playing, Carl, almost even with the pitching rubber, as is Rolandidis, the third baseman. Outside, 1-2. They are really cutting down that angle for Bussman with the slap. Second baseman's not wearing a face mask either. pitcher and third baseman are. One ball, two strikes. Hit to the third or second baseman. Blomkamp bobbled it, but still able to get Bussman by a step. So three ground ball outs to second base. We've completed three innings here in the sectional championship. Freeburg on top of Gillespie, 1-0. Gibson's first offering to the top of the fourth inning inside for ball one to Sam Rolandinus. Sam walked on four pitches back in the second. She bats leading off the fourth inning. There's a called strike outside corner. The game's only run unearned. Freeburg had a runner at first. A fly ball to left was in the glove of Macy Wright and Carl. She used two hands as well, but it just popped right out. Just upstairs, 2-1. So that set up runners at the corners for Freeburg, and they would score on a ground out to short, which ended in a double play as Rutherford able to throw across to Bussman, and they got the out at third to end the inning. But not before the run scored. Inside, 3-1 to Rolandinus. Three balls, one strike on Sam Rolandinus, leading off the top of the fourth inning. Taylor sets up inside. That ball is hit. Bertinoli, a nice play, ranging to her right, snares it out of midair. She closed in on the second base bag. Boy, she covered a lot of ground.
Now that's one of those gold glove kind of plays there.
That thing looked like it was headed towards center field.
Long run to get to it. It wasn't exactly just looped. It had a little zip to it.
So that brings in Bailey Strombaugh. She singled her first plate appearance, takes ball one here.
The Miners have played very good this series, regional and sectionals, defensively.
It's been top notch.
Top notch.
The 1-0 pitch hit right back to Gibson. Gloves, throws, out. Caught that right in the heel. It was like the reverse snow cone, Carl. It wasn't in the webbing. It was just sticking right out of the palm
four,
there.
The catcher, Maddie Schwimmer.
So two outs, nobody on. Maddie Schwimmer digging in. She flied out to center, her first plate appearance. Emma Gibson looking for her easiest half inning. Over but low, ball one. Freeburg has made her work, Carl, in each of the first three innings she's been out there, which has gotten two quick, relatively easy outs here in the fourth. 1-0 count on Schwimmer. Inside, 2-0. And Emma's been behind more hitters today than we've grown accustomed to seeing.
Right. Two walks, of course, tells you the story there. And that was on both of them, on just four pitches.
She hasn't pumped strike one at her normal rate today. The 2-0. Outside, 3-0.
And that'll be the third time if it happens, and very uncharacteristic. Only one strikeout for Emma so far.
That was a big one that ended the second inning with the bases loaded. There's a called strike on 3-0. Outfield straight away, infield the same. Wind has not doing much at the moment. The 3-1 fouled to the screen, 3-2. So Emma has worked herself all the way back to a full count here. There's a new softball out to Gibson. She strolls back into the circle. On the rubber, peers in for her sign. Taylor sets up outside, and that's a walk. Over but low. So she fell behind 3-0, got back to 3-2, but then the walk issued to Schwimmer. She's aboard with two outs, and Abby Benedict will step in. She walked on four pitches, her first plate appearance, and we'll get a courtesy runner over there. That'll be Stella Liebarger for the midget catcher. The wind has picked back up now, blowing out towards left center field. It was 13 miles an hour at the start of the game, and really hasn't changed much beyond that. Gibson still rocking the sunglasses as she always does, but it is not a sunny or bright day. All sorts of cloud cover. It misses ball one. So five of the last seven have been out of the zone here. That ball hit foul past third. One ball, one strike. Rolandinus lined out to Bertignoli to start the inning. A fantastic play from Lauren Bertignoli. Strong ball bounced right back to Gibson. Schwimmer walked. Now Benedict has a one ball, one strike count. Taylor setting up inside. Gibson hit her spot, but doesn't get the call. 2-1. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Freeburg, an unearned run in the third inning. Gibson's 2-1, popped foul out of play. Just missed the roof of the school. So Emma Gibson trying to get the Miners in the dugout and back on the offense. Freeburg leading 1-0. One on, two outs, two balls, two strikes, top four. Swinging a miss, struck her out. As we go bottom four here in the sectional final, Freeburg leads Gillespie 1-0. We go bottom four here in this Gillespie softball sectional championship game. Freeburg leading the host Miners 1-0 in an unearned run crossing in the third inning. For Gillespie, they send up Lauren Bertignoli, Chloe Segura, and Emma Gibson, 2, 3, and 4 for the Miners, working against Lizzie Ludwig. She has surrendered just one base hit through three innings of work.
Struck out two, walked none.
That hit for the Miners came courtesy of Bertignoli as she takes a pitch there for ball one. Boy, the way Lauren kind of responded to that pitch and backed out, I think she's seen the ball pretty good off Lizzie Ludwig. She's had that look like, all right, yeah, that was a good pitch. Takes that outside, 2-0. Bertignoli singled in the first, then a base running mistake got herself hung up between second and third and eventually tagged out to end that first inning. She got trucked by Blomenkamp as she turned and ran right in to the Freeburg second baseman. There's a called strike inside corner, 2-1. Bertignoli trying to get something started for Gillespie here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Stands right on top of the chalk line in that right-handed box. Swing and a miss there, a half-hearted swing as she was fooled by the changeup, 2-2.
Didn't see that one coming, did she?
She did not.
Like to see her get one in the gap. Let her speed go.
The 2-2, swing and a miss, another changeup.
Changeup that also fades away after you're fooled, and then there's no way to even foul it.
Well, that's pitching, right? Like Lizzie Ludwig is like, okay, she timed me up, got a single in that first inning. Here's the changeup back-to-back pitches. Because there's no way Lauren's thinking she's going to double up on that. But she did. Got the out. So here's Chloe Segura. She bounced out to shortstop back in the first. Bats with the bases clear here. That's a hard hit ball past the diving second baseman, Blomenkamp. And a one-out base hit for Segura. Carl, the Miners have had base runners in every or three of the four innings now. The hit in the first, an error in the second, now a one-out single in the fourth. Going to bring in Emma Gibson.
Been able to put the ball in play against Ludwig pretty easily.
Reached on an error. That was a throwing error by the second baseman, Blomenkamp. See if Emma can do something here against Ludwig. Takes that just outside ball one.
Good eye, kid.
It's always interesting, Carl, when the elite pitcher is also an elite hitter. You talk about knowing the strike zone.
Usually the best. And they're usually clean up third place hitters.
The 1-0, chopped foul. Gillespie's down in the first base dugout. Freeburg in the third base dugout here. 200 is the distance across the diamond here at Gillespie. Such a beautiful place to watch a ball game. Well, about the fourth year they've had this field here behind Ben Gill. Always used to play out at the city park. Nothing wrong with that field, Carl, but this one's better.
Ooh,
another change up. Gibson out in front. One ball, two strikes. But from what we've seen, Carl, that's Lizzie Ludwig's best pitch.
It's been devastating so far. Using a more, especially a slower one, this inning in particular.
One ball, two strikes. He struck Bertignoli out on back-to-back changes. Now time granted at the plate as Gibson steps out. Now she's back in. Segura, the runner over at first with a one-out single. One ball, two strikes. Just got a piece, spoiled that, to stay alive. That was another changeup, but she kept the hands back and just got a piece. Well, she wouldn't throw three in a row, would she?
Possibly.
That's what Emma Gibson's trying to process right now. One ball, two strikes. One on, one out, a one-run Freeburg lead. That ball chopped right back to Ludwig. Second, out, first, and save. Gibson just beat it out. So Fielder's Choice has Gibson, the runner now, at first base, as Segura's out at second. And that'll bring in Eve Kaduk. We're going to courtesy runner for Emma here, as that will be Lisa Plasters-Klein. I think Emma kind of wanted to run, but it's like, nah, we got two outs here.
Number four,
go sit
Alyssa
down.
Plasters-Klein.
Now, I'm sure that is frustrating sometimes for the pitchers and the catcher. Like, what, I don't get to run the bases? Come on, come on.
True. Of course, catcher, you need to get the equipment on, for one.
And obviously, you just don't want your pitcher, well, running the bases, expending energy. So, Plasters-Klein, the runner over at first for Gibson. It's up to Eve Kaduk right now. She flied to right, her first plate appearance. The Miners would love for her to plug something right here. Takes a call, strike one. Well, she
lives on that corner, don't she?
Yeah, Ludwig has them off balance right now. Thinking hard, they get soft. Thinking soft, they get hard. The one strike pitch from Ludwig to Kaduk. That ball hit on the ground to the second baseman, and we've got interference as the base runner ran right into Blomenkamp as she attempted to field that ball. So Plasters-Klein is out. We've completed four innings here in the softball sectional championship. Freeburg leads Gillespie 1-0. First pitch of the fifth inning popped up right side. Burton Noly over towards the line makes the play. So Carly Saar go to her right towards second to make a nice play. Now she goes to her left towards the right field line and makes a nice play.
Number 20, Malia Blumenkamp.
Chalk it up. Two great plays.
And if Burton Noly didn't get that one, no miner was getting that one. She looks like Colton Wong on that play right there, ranging back behind first base towards the line. So top of the Mitchell order here, and Malia Blomenkamp. She's bunted twice, been out twice, once on interference. And the other time she bunted it right in front of the plate and still almost beat it out. 1-0 count on Blomenkamp. Takes it upstairs, 2-0. She's got that slap approach as she's taking steps towards Emma Gibson as the pitch is coming home.
Either slap it or bunt it. It'll be pretty much what she's trying to do here.
She starts in the back of the box, works her way up to the front, and chops that foul in front of first. Two balls and a strike. It takes such hand-eye coordination to be able to be moving while you're trying to hit the ball. The 2-1, right there, called strike two. 1-0 Freeburg, top of the fifth inning. An unearned run in the third is the difference right now. Two balls, two strikes on the midget leadoff batter, Blomenkamp. Swing and a miss, nope, just got a piece to stay alive. After Blomenkamp, it'll be Lindsay Muskoff. If anybody can reach, Lizzie Ludwig. The 2-2 from Gibson. Called strike three, outside corner. And Blomenkamp is down on strike. She's 0-3 today. That'll bring in Lindsay Muskoff.
Lindsay Muskoff.
Emma gets her third strikeout to go along with the three walks.
Lindsay 1-2 today, lined out to center, singled and scored the game's only run in the third. Takes ball one inside. When the Miners come up in the fifth, they will have 6, 7, and 8, Relaford, Reif, and Wright. There's a pitch just inside, 2-0. Cardinal baseball for you tonight, 6:20 with the pregame coverage, AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. We'll have Sports Saturday tomorrow, 9:03. Carl, we're going to have Earl Flack on the program to talk about Chase Elliott coming to town next week. Boy, that missed somewhere. 3-0. But Chase Elliott, the NASCAR stud, is going to be at McKay a week from today.
Sounds like a fun time.
I think so. So we'll talk to Earl Flack about that, among other things, on Sports Saturday tomorrow morning. There's a 3-0 strike inside corner. Also going to have Hillsboro baseball coach Kyle McBrain join us, talk about his senior group, special group of seniors the Toppers had this year. The 3-1, chopped foul, 3-2. And if the Miners take care of business today, Carl, and are in Johnston City on Monday, that's where you and I will be.
That's where we'll be.
But right now, Freeburg is up 1-0.
Just need the old bloop and a blast, so we're perfect scenario here for the bottom of the seventh.
The 3-2, Segura, backhand took a late hop on her, and that'll be a base hit for Lindsay Muskoff. That was going to be a tough play, even if Segura gloved it cleanly.
I don't think she would have had 11, enough arm to get her, because good speed. If there wasn't good speed, they might have had a shot, but even fielded clean, she wasn't going to get her.
So that'll get Lizzie Ludwig to the plate here. Tall, strong athlete. Over 6 foot tall, which is quite the imposing figure in the circle, Carl, and at the plate, quite frankly, upstairs,
probably,
ball one.
Especially at the plate, I think. Has to be a little bit of advantage.
We think about with her stride and her length,
stride,
when she releases that ball,
she's there.
She's cutting the distance down big time. Heading the count, one ball, no strikes. As Gibson's offering, change up, missed upstairs. As Taylor throws behind the runner, but back in safely is Muskoff.
That wasn't her good-looking change up there. It just kind of floated. It's been kind of her problem on the falling behind counts, too.
Two balls, no strikes. That ball hit through the hole at third and short, and the Midgets have two on with two outs. And Nicole Edmondson coming to the plate. So back-to-back base hits.
Up next,
and the big cleanup hitter, who
Nicole
drove in 69
Edmondson.
On the year, hitting .653, will stroll to the plate. She's 0 out of 2 today. As we'll get a courtesy runner over there for Ludwig, the pitcher. That will be Caitlin Beeston.
Running for the pitcher, number 21, Katie Beeston.
Well, Carl, this is obviously a very big spot. This is a got-to-get-out-of situation for the Miners right now. Called strike one. That looked like a change up there.
Got the two outs. Just got to get an out anywhere.
A lot of hitting room on that left side as Bussman is basically playing right on top of the bag. Almost in foul territory. The one strike pitch popped up. Can Taylor with a dive? No, it's foul. Great effort from Delaney Taylor. As that ball was, what, probably 15 feet up the first base line. She gave a headlong dive, but it just wasn't in the air long enough. Two strikes on Edmondson.
Made one great play in the regionals where the ball was just fairly up in the air and probably 6 foot away from her. She took one step, dove, caught it.
Ho-hum. Nothing to it.
Nothing to it. That one, she needed another step.
The 0-2 hit on the ground. Segura has this. She'll go the short way to second, and Bertinoli has the out at the bag and the side. Is retired as we go bottom five here in the sectional championship. Freeburg on top of Gillespie, 1-0. We are already bottom five here in the sectional championship. Freeburg leading Gillespie 1-0 in an unearned run in the third inning. No runs, two hits for Gillespie, one run on four hits for Freeburg. The Midgets have left five on base. Relaford, first ball swinging, fouls it at the plate. Wrigley struck out back in the second inning. It'll be Relaford, Megan Reif, and Macy Wright. If anybody can reach, Delaney Taylor will hit here in the home half of the fifth inning.
Now Lizzie Ludwig, three strikeouts, no walks in this ball game.
That ball chopped right in front of the plate, then it works itself foul. 0-2 on Relaford.
Kept a lot of them off balance, especially with her changeup.
Miners have squared a couple balls up, but not much beyond that. Two strikes on Wrigley Relaford. Change up. She's out of there. Way out in front. That change up has been devastating.
Number 18, the right fielder, Megan.
That'll bring in Megan Reif. She flied to right. Her first plate appearance back in the second. And all of a sudden, Carl, in a game like this, if you're Gillespie, you start thinking, wait a minute. We've only got eight outs left to work with here.
Yes, indeedy.
It can go just that fast. Swing and a miss. One strike on Reif. Gillespie has certainly put plenty of their opponents in that frame of mind over the course of the year. But right now, with one out in the fifth, Gillespie needs to try to get something working here. Another changeup out in front, nothing and two.
Now they're not even getting a good foul on this changeup.
Well, I mean, they're
they?
Way out in front of it, missing it by a foot. The 0-2 from Ludwig to Reif. Swing and a miss, struck her out.
Unfortunately, Lizzie Ludwig's looking like she's getting in a better groove.
Up next for the Lady Miners.
So back-to-back strikeouts here in the fifth that'll bring in Macy Wright.
Number seven, the left fielder, Macy Wright.
Macy Wright bounced out to second back in the third. It was a 1-2-3 third inning with three ground ball outs to Malaya Blomenkamp at second. Tied a record. Right, sticks the bat out. Will it get down? No. Carries to the right fielder, Otten, and the Miners go 1-2-3. We have completed five innings here in our sectional championship. Freeburg leading Gillespie 1-0. Already top six here at Gillespie, 1-0 Freeburg. They got their run in the third inning. After Gillespie dropped a fly ball in left field that would have had two outs and a runner at first. So here's Sam Rolinitis. He's 0-for-1 today with a walk. Takes a called. Strike one. She got robbed by Bertinoli back in the fourth inning. That was that great play that Lauren made ranging towards the second base bag. The one strike pitch popped up. Is there a play? Yes. For Bussman to foul territory in front of the Freeburg dugout. Gloves it for out number one.
Emma Gibson has been pretty solid. Had a little control issues. A lot more than I've ever seen in any of her games. But she struck out three, walked three.
Two up, number five, Bailey Stambaugh.
Let her bring in Bailey Stambaugh. She's 1-2 today, singled in the second, bounced back to Gibson in the fourth. As Emma, as her sign, brings it home. Called strike, outside corner. We haven't seen the sun at all today, Carl.
Nope, and I don't think we're going to.
Not today. Not today. The one strike pitch, called strike two. Some moans and groans from the Freeburg folk. No balls, two strikes. One out of the inning, bases clear, a 1-0 Freeburg lead. Strike three called inside corner. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night for Bailey Strombaugh. Three pitches, and she's out of there. Here's Maddie Schwimmer now.
Maddie Schwimmer.
0-for-1 on the day, fly to center and walked. Gibson's first offering to Schwimmer in the dirt. Ball one. Good crowd on hand here today. All sorts of Gillespie folks. Obviously the bleachers are full, but then they're lying down the right field line, leaning on the fencing. Good amount of folks leaning over the outfield fence as well. Upstairs, 2-0. A lot of people with lawn chairs in that outfield fencing area. Good place to watch a ball game, no doubt. The 2-0 pitch popped up. Is there a play? Relaford in front of the Miner dugout. Yes. Ooh. Oh, she Ooh. Reaches up near the roof of the dugout and hauls it in. That's a 1-2-3 inning, two foul outs and a strikeout. As we go bottom six, come on, Miners. Freeburg leads it 1-0. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie. Levi Ubell back in our WSMI studios producing this softball sectional championship as we go bottom six and Freeburg leading Gillespie 1-0. The midget run coming in the third inning.
Sixth inning, number 17.
So Delaney Taylor, the ninth place hitter at the top of the order. Reagan Bussman and Lauren Bertinoli.
Time is running out.
Quickly.
Gotta get some hits here. Much rather do it here in this inning.
You don't want to have to wait to the last. But that's why the Miners, you know, won the coin toss.
Well,
they're the home team, but Six outs to play with here. Here's Taylor. Swings and misses. Ludwig Challenger there. Delaney was ready, just came up empty. Well, if nothing else, if you're Gillespie, know the middle of your order will get one more crack at it. Taylor squares, pulls back, takes ball one. They're going to appeal. She did not go. Miners just need base runners. They've never had more than one base runner in an inning. A hit in the first, an error in the second, and a hit in the fourth. Those are the three runners Gillespie's had today. One ball, one strike, leading off the sixth for Taylor. The bunt is down. The third baseman, Rolandinus, great play. She was on top of the plate as contact was made, and Taylor is out.
Up next for the Lady Miners, the leadoff hitter, number six,
she basically
baseman,
took that ball
Reagan
off the bat.
Busman.
That was an impressive defensive play.
So usually,
that's normally an infield hit, I would say.
Here's Reagan Busman now, the Miner leadoff batter. The second baseman, Blomenkamp, again, she's playing basically even with the pitching rubber, as is the third baseman, Rolandinus. Fouled at the plate, one strike on Busman. Not uncommon to see the third baseman creep in that much, Carl, but not too often to see the second baseman playing that far in.
And it's just on Lauren here because she's pretty much hit it that way every time.
Reagan. Chopped right to the third baseman, playing in Rolandinus, out.
Right at her, unfortunately.
Wait, both balls in this inning, Carl, right to Rolandinus. And you give her credit. That's why the third baseman play is close as they do. Cut down those hitting lanes. So two quick outs and Lauren Bertinoli to the plate. She's one for two today. Bottom six. Two outs, nobody on for Gillespie. 1-0 Freeburg. Here's a called strike one.
Starter off with a changeup.
Well, we've seen that changeup be very effective for Lizzie Ludwig today. No one on, two outs. Bertinoli squares and bunts it foul. 0-2 on Lauren. Ludwig is just hard to get solid contact on. Quickly 0-2 on Lauren Bertinoli. Ludwig's offering. Just missed 1-2 on the outside. Good 0-2 pitch there from Ludwig. One ball, two strikes. Ludwig's offering to Bertinoli. Headed home. Just missed 2-2. Same spot, same call. Two balls, two strikes. Those are balls, Carl, but man, not missing by much.
Always around the plate.
Ludwig's offering. Just got a piece of Bertinoli. I think that was a changeup there.
First time she got a piece of it, though. That's a good thing.
I think it's the first time any minor bat has found a piece of that changeup. Of course, Bertinoli struck out on back-to-back changeups, her last plate appearance. Will Ludwig double up again on the changeup? We shall see. The 2-2. Just missed 3-2. Man, Lauren has taken three very tight pitches. Waiting on deck, Chloe Segura. She's one out of two today. Singled her last time up. Three balls, two strikes on Lauren Bertinoli. Miners just need base runners. Swing and a miss. Struck her out with the changeup. So the Miners go 1-2-3. We have completed six innings here in the sectional championship. Freeburg still out in front of Gillespie, 1-0. First pitch in the top of the seventh inside, ball one to Abby Benedict. Well, Carl, here we go. Seventh inning. 1-0,
no
Freeburg.
No more time.
That ball popped up on the infield. Actually going to carry to the shallow part of the outfield, and it's the right fielder Megan Rife calling off Burton Oley for out number one.
I'm glad she was able to call her off.
Number 13.
Didn't look
Emma
like she wanted
Otten.
To stop.
So here's Emma Otten, 0-2 today. When Gillespie comes to bat in the last of the seventh, they will have Segura, Gibson, and Kaduk, 3-4 and 5. It needs to be a 1-0 game when they get there. Here's Otten, the ninth place hitter. Takes ball one. Almost clipped her jersey there. Would have been a good ball game between two quality teams here today. The difference, an unearned run in the third. Popped up, third baseman Bussman steps over the bag into foul territory and makes the catch.
Most dangerous play there was her just tripping on third, the base.
You can see she kind of had a little chuckle with Segura after she made that catch, and I think that was the exact point she was making. So here's the midget leadoff batter, Malaya Blomenkamp. She's 0-3 today, been out twice on bunts and struck out looking. First ball swinging, grounds it to the second baseman, Burton Oley. Out is Blomenkamp. So, as we go bottom seven, Gillespie needs one to tie, two to win the sectional. Freeburg out in front of the Miners, 1-0. Last the seventh coming up. Last call for the Miners. Bottom seven, Freeburg leading 1-0. And Carl, what a great year it's been for Gillespie at 29-3. And it comes down to this, 3-4-5, Segura, Gibson, Kaduk. Chloe's 1-2 today. Ludwig's first off, another changeup. Had Chloe out in front, 0-1. And Carl, in this spot, too, that changeup becomes even more devastating because Lizzie Ludwig knows Gillespie, they want to rip it.
They want to rip it, and she just seems to have them off tilted so bad with it.
The one strike pitch, lifted foul, quickly 0-2 on Chloe Segura. Yeah, off the top of my head, I think Lauren Burton Oley is the only minor batter that's gotten a piece of that changeup.
That wasn't a real big one, just a foul ball.
And eventually the changeup got her.
And she also will throw it with three balls. So you know she knows she can throw it for a strike.
Chloe Segura in the hole, 0-2. Fouls that out of play. The only senior in the minor starting lineup trying to get on board here in the last of the seventh. Keep the season alive for Gillespie. Freeburg was in the super sectional last year and lost. You know they would love to get another crack at that round of the postseason. Gillespie looking for their first sectional title since 94. Reaching for it, and the shortstop moving back and makes the catch on the outfield grass. That's Muskop, and the Miners down to their final two
number
outs.
Number 14, the pitcher, Emma.
So here's Emma Gibson. Emma has hit on the year 8 home runs and drove in 51.
9-52 looks fine and dandy right here.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Wind blowing out towards left center field. But Lizzie Ludwig has been one tough customer today. Gibson takes ball one. An unearned run in the third inning is all the scoring we've had. One ball, no strikes on Gibson. As Ludwig brings it home. Slashed and caught by the first baseman. Edmonton took extra bases away from Emma Gibson. That would have been a double down the right field line, but Edmonton stuck her mitt out and snagged it.
Biggest defensive play of this game. That was definitely a robbery of a double.
Man, oh man.
Number three.
So just like that, Gillespie is down to their final out. Man, oh man. Might have been the hardest hit ball of the day on either side.
I remember she just hit one early in the ball game. Foul. Just foul. Bounced to the wall.
Mm-mm-mm. So Eve Kaduk has to find some way to get aboard. Give Wrigley Rutherford a chance. That ball is hit to the shortstop. Muskoff has it out. And the Freeburg Midgets have won the sectional here at Gillespie, beating the Miners by the final of 1-0. Carl, an unearned run in the third inning sinks Gillespie today.
It's a tough way to lose a game, obviously. You hate to see it, but Yeah, just one mistake is usually the difference in these kind of games, and today that is the case.
Boy, the play by Nicole Edmonton there at first base with one out in the seventh robs Emma Gibson. She lined a rocket head high down the right field line. Edmonton snagged it for the second out, and then just like that, Canuck grounds out to short, and the game is over, the season over for the Gillespie Miners. But what a season it was as they bow out at 29-4 here in the Sweet 16. With the win, Freeburg improves to 31-1, and they are off to Johnston City for the Super Sectional on Monday at 2 o'clock. We will take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. The Freeburg Midgets celebrating their sectional championship as they take a photograph just on the third base side of the pitching circle here at Gillespie as the Midgets beat the Miners 1-0. And Carl, what a fantastic high school softball game here in the sectional final.
Well, two great teams, obviously, just playing it out, and it takes one just error where a ball just fairly drops out of a glove of an outfielder to make a difference here, and 1-0 in this game.
There was one out and a runner at first base in the third inning when Lizzie Ludwig flied to left field. And a very windy day, no doubt, and it went to Macy Wright. And it looked like, Carl, she had it the whole way. And then about the last 10 feet or so as that ball was coming down, you saw a couple of quick steps. The ball was in her glove. She had her second hand in there, and yet it somehow still popped out. That set runners up at first and third. Emma Gibson would get a ground ball off the bat of Nicole Edmondson to short. Segura got the out at short. The run scored. The runner from first trying to go to third was out on the play, so the inning was over, but the run scored. And you know Macy Wright just feels awful. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you get two hits in a sectional final, I mean, you can't expect to win when you get two hits.
That's true. It was the midget pitcher, 6'2", she is, roughly. She was dominating. She was dominating, and she really got in a better groove later in the game. She's really keeping the girls off balance with her changeup. And, I mean, she could throw it for strike three when she had to and throw it on a 3-2 count. She'd throw that changeup, and that really kept the Gillespie Miners just off balance all game long hitting-wise.
Retired the last 11 Miners she faced in the ballgame.
Yeah, she seemed to be in a super groove by then.
And, I mean, this really is a situation, Carl, where if you're Gillespie, as much as the May Pena, you have to simply tip your cap to Lizzie Ludwig. She did a phenomenal job here today, as she has done throughout her entire career.
Right, and then for Emma Gibson, well, one unearned run, you strike out four, you walk three, but she was actually looking sharper at the end of this game, too. And I think she got in a better groove. She had a little control issues early, but, yeah, overall she goes, what, she pitches 21, 28 innings of unearned baseball in the playoffs.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and one unearned run. That's it.
And she's
just
a sophomore.
That's all she gave up. And that's all she gave up for the whole playoffs.
Gillespie only had one runner in the scoring position. That was Burt Nolley to second base in the first inning. She eventually got picked off between second and third. And so it was just a day where Gillespie had nothing on the base paths, and Emma Gibson did everything she could do to keep the Miners in the ballgame, and then she got flat robbed in the seventh inning there.
That's true, too. And then it was a good play by the shortstop to get the final out. So it was kind of like if the one's just off the glove and it's a double, does the shortstop make that good play, or does she panic a little with a base runner on the base? Who knows? But getting the opportunity, like you say, they were very minute for the Miners. Just simply they couldn't get on base.
What a year it was for Gillespie, Carl. They finished at 29-4. Chloe Segura, the only senior in the starting lineup. So, I mean, to say the future is bright for Gillespie moving forward is an understatement. It doesn't take any of the sting out of what they're feeling right now, because this game went so fast. Again, I forgot to write down the end time. But, I mean, you're talking about a game that took probably less than 90 minutes here today. And with the way Ludwig got into that groove late, I mean, it went from the fourth inning to the end of the game real fast.
And Gibson was part of that, too, because she was probably pitching better through the fourth inning and to the end, too. They both just got in their best grooves near the end of the game.
So Freeburg wins it here 1-0, an unearned run in the third inning. One run, four hits, an error, five left on for Freeburg. No runs, two hits, one error, one left on for Gillespie. So the minor season comes to a close at 29-4. They bow out here in the Sweet 16. For Freeburg, they improved to 31-1. They are off to the Johnston City Super Sectional for a Monday game at 2 o'clock. And Carl, they have now won 30 games in a row.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. They lost very early, like you say, earlier in the game. And they're a solid team. There's no doubt about it. And you can see where it's impressive that Gibson actually was able to control that incredible offense that they had with lineup 1-8.
So a tough loss for Gillespie here, no doubt, as they are still huddled up out in right field with their season-ending conversation as Freeburg now posing at home plate for another sectional championship photograph.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and look who's about, 3 inches taller than the next tallest girl.
Lizzie Ludwig.
Yeah, she definitely got the height.
So congratulations to the Freeburg Midgets, sectional champions here in 2022. We want to thank all of our baseball and softball sponsors for their sponsorship throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. And to all our sponsors throughout the entirety of the school year, from the fall all the way through now in the spring, thank you so much for your sponsorship of high school sports here on the Tally Broadcasting stations. And I say it all the time, Carl, and it's not just lip service. Without our sponsors, we bring you zero high school sporting events. So we are so grateful for our sponsors. Please patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because I'm telling you, without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports, certainly not games like we did here today in this softball sectional championship. So Freeburg wins it over Gillespie 1-0, thanks to all the fine folks here at Gillespie, Athletic Director Mike Bertinoli, Michelle Smith, Jeremy Smith, everybody associated with Gillespie Athletics. They treat us so good every time we come into town, Carl. They did a fantastic job not only hosting this softball sectional, but the baseball regional as well last week. So we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks back to the studio and Levi Ubelt for producing this action here on WQSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Carlos, final thought from you, sir.
Well, I tell you, it was a great year for the Gillespie Miners, wasn't it? Both boys and girls, they bow back-to-back here. But, yeah, they are our final local teams. Proud of them, and like you say, the Smiths are just great to deal with. That's another wonderful thing. And boy, I'll see you about 110 degrees in August in a football game.
There we go. Sounds good to me. So congratulations to Gillespie on a fantastic season. Congratulations to Freeburg on the sectional championship. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Gillespie.